Before you head to the polls in November, you may want to double-check which congressional district you live in. Due to redistricting, Republicans may find themselves in solidly Democratic districts and vice versa. As Harrison Malkin reports, some voters in Vermilion County now share a congressperson with the Chicago area.
I'm driving along Illinois Route 1 south of Danville. It's a sunny afternoon in August as we approach the dividing line between the 2nd and 15th congressional districts. On one side, there are cornfields. That's the 15th. On the other, residential homes. That's the 2nd.
Yeah, we're still in the 2nd district. Yep, yeah. We are.
In the car with me is Jermaine Light. She's the vice chair of the Vermilion County Democrats and a former public school teacher. She lives in the 15th, which is represented by Donald Trump-backed Republican Mary Miller. But unlike past years, Jermaine doesn't have to go far to find a blue district. When Democratic state lawmakers redrew the maps in 2021 after losing a congressional seat, much of the Danville area was placed in the 2nd district. It stretches over 100 miles to the south side of Chicago. The district is heavily Democratic and 57% African American, which pleases Jermaine.
But I'm happy for the rest of Vermilion County and happy for Danville, because a lot of our activists in our party live in Danville or north of that line.
Gerrymandering is the process by which a party manipulates an electoral map for political gain. But Jermaine says underrepresented communities in Danville will now have a voice because of it.
It connects those areas with other areas that might not be real close by, but it connects them together with other areas that have a similar way of thinking. So it gives them a voice, whereas if they're not together, they don't have as much of a voice.
Sheldon Jacobson is a professor of computer science at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He's also director of the Institute for Computational Redistricting, a nonpartisan group that creates more balanced congressional maps. He says gerrymandering dilutes the power of certain voters.
But so what you did is you sucked up all of that rural, sparsely populated area, mostly very Republican-leaning, and basically diluted them. So this is an example of it where we had packing before, now we have cracking. We're cracking all these Republican-leaning voters in the rural area, and they're going to be represented by someone who is basically going to serve the interests of the south side of Chicago.
Democratic Congresswoman Robin Kelly is running to retain the 2nd district. Supporters say she's made many appearances downstate. Illinois State Representative Mike Marion represents Danville. He supports 2nd District challenger Thomas Lynch, a fellow Republican. Marin thinks the downstate region and Chicago actually share some of the same concerns.
But really, you know, as far as economic development challenges, funding for things like public education, some housing issues, a lot of times there are some very similar challenges inside the city with the rural areas of the state.
Meanwhile, at a McDonald's on the north end of Danville, I meet Dr. Wes Beeritz. He's lived in Danville since 1965 and for many years was a veterinarian in town. Beeritz has voted for Republicans in every presidential election, including in 2016 for Donald Trump. But in 2020, after Trump's response to COVID-19, he voted for Joe Biden. Before redistricting, he was represented by Mary Miller. He wasn't a fan of her.
She represents Trump fully, and so I don't. So that's my difference right there. So I just don't appreciate what she's for.
However, Dr. Beeritz is concerned that a politician from the Chicago area can truly represent his community.
Well, everybody knows that the area in the Chicago area, the megapolis area, you know, is a different cat compared to everybody downstate. And that's been well known. It's very obvious in the voting records as well. So, you know, do we want to be represented by those people up there? I don't think I do.
Time will tell if the 2nd District's next congressperson can represent the interest of people living among the cornfields of Vermilion County and the concrete of Chicago's south side. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.